WJAN.
Listen up. Tune in to Bright Lights Pathfinders on BBS Radio. The communication waves begin. Hello, I'm your host, Susan Kathy Cook. In the driver's seat, the navigation, on the right wing, I have my guest host brought to you by, backed by popular demand, Dr. Reverend Kendra Van Hovey. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Kathy. Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. You were so popular on my show last week that I brought you back. And I'm thanking you so much for coming back to join us.
No, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
What I would ask you to explain to the audience is your sermons. I'm so intrigued over your sermons.
Oh, my sermons. Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I first founded the First Church of Wicca, we just did rituals. And we were doing them every other Sunday, and we were either practicing a holiday or a moon phase. And then it got to the point where I said, you know, why aren't we worshiping every Sunday? And so we gathered together and we decided that it probably would be a good idea to worship every Sunday. But we knew we couldn't do a ritual every Sunday because that's just not really physically possible. So instead we said, well, let's bring the metaphysical piece into the church and maybe we could do some metaphysical sermons. So one Sunday a month I started doing them. And when I first started doing them, they weren't a very big draw. We had a few people, but it wasn't a huge crowd. People really wanted to come for the rituals because we're a Wiccan church. But anyway, I kept with it. I was persistent. And it didn't take long. Within a matter of 6 months, we had more people at the metaphysical services than we did at the rituals. And to this day, we still do.
Isn't that something? What a blessing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just have to tell you that I just can't stop reading the sermons. It's almost like I can't stop. The one that I love the most is on the meditations and quieting yourself.
Yes, yes. Meditation is huge in Wiccan practice. And, you know, a lot of people, Wiccans and non-Wiccans alike, want a meditation practice, but they just have no idea how to meditate. So I often preach about meditation and what it means and how to meditate. I teach classes on meditation, and I get emails all the time from people, you know, what am I doing wrong? How do I meditate? What should I do? How can I do it? So I think meditation is probably one of the biggest things that people are looking for in order to connect to that universal spirit, and truly they need it. So we do quite a bit with meditation.
Right. When we wake up in our spiritualities, that is the first and foremost practice I do believe and understand with my ways of waking up was the meditations. You know, I had to learn to route out my brain almost like a Roto-Rooter truck.
Yep.
And I learned to stop my mind with one simple word. I used the word light. And I practiced that. And I had to get back into control of my thought processes. Is that quite how you go about meditation teachings, or how do you teach your classes?
Well, there's a couple of ways. When you say that you pay attention to the word light, basically what that is that's your mantra. So we teach people that the best way to learn how to meditate is by using a mantra. Now, in our church, we would say the goddess and I are one. And what we try to do is we focus on that mantra so that when the ideas and the thoughts and all the stresses of everyday life start coming into our mind, we recognize at some point, oh, shoot, I'm not paying attention to my mantra right now. I'm focusing on something else. So that way we can easily draw ourselves back to our mantra. That way we can teach ourselves how to meditate and how to focus on at least one thing. And then eventually as the meditations go on and as time goes on, which usually takes a long time, we get to a point where we don't even need the mantra because we can meditate in complete silence and have none of that extra clutter. But one of the things that's really important to understand when we meditate is there are many, many ways to meditate. Just because we sit at, we'll sit at our altar, and just because we're sitting at our altar and we're meditating, it doesn't mean that that's the only form of meditation. Some people can meditate through music. You know, they get lost in their music. Some people can meditate through their writing. They get lost in their writing. I mean, there are so many different ways to meditate, and we need to understand that each person is an individual, and we need to find that particular way to meditate.
Oh, Reverend Dr. Kendra, that is such a great point. And also as well, like I brought up last week over and over, the colors.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Colors are important too, and a lot of people do bring colors into their meditations. And it's a wonderful thing to do, because if we need something specific for ourselves, then it would be wonderful to do that, to bring it in. And, you know, I have swatches of colors that I have people look at when they meditate so that they can bring in certain aspects for their being. And then I also have, I do light therapy, so I have, well, they're actually specialized flashlights that have different colored filters on them. And we work through different parts of the body with these filters so that it teaches them to bring in these energies that they want in order to make their auras and their chakras and all that whole. So color is huge, and I would recommend color therapy for anyone who wants a spiritual practice.
Oh, would you please go further into explanations of that, of the light process?
Yeah. First of all, one of the things that I do is I have a flashlight that has UV light. So one of the things that we don't get, especially obviously in the wintertime, because so many people suffer from SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder, is we don't get enough ultraviolet light. So one of the things I do is I treat all of my clients with UV light so that I'm sure that they're getting it and that their body is absorbing it and that it's doing the functions that it's supposed to do. So that's one of the things I do. But then I have another flashlight simultaneously that has different colored filters for obviously all the different attributes that we want for these colors. And we shine them on the chakras in a series of, they call them atonements, but we shine them on the different chakras. We shine them on the meridian points, which are actually the acupressure points. And then we also do some work with the face and the neck and the eyes and all that, which really helps balance the whole mind-body-spirit aspect. And again, you know, the colors are just so, so important. We get, you know, we get so much in our lives. Everything we look at is color, and the colors affect us in so many different ways. So that if we're missing certain energy vibrations or if we need certain energy vibrations, different colors give us that energy. And that's what we need to do, is try to balance ourselves with that.
Oh, that is a wonderful explanation. Thank you so much. And I wanted to ask you as well, do you use any sound during this process?
That's a great question. What I try to do is I have CDs where I use either chakra meditation type CDs or piano music or even nature sounds, you know, like birds, ocean, whatever. And every once in a while, if I feel like there's something that's going to rise to the surface for somebody that's a very emotional thing that they need to deal with, I won't use any music at all, because it's important that they're in their own space and they're not concentrating on the music. So it really is kind of an intuitive thing. I have to feel the person out and see what it is that I think they need.
Well, that is wonderful. Would you like some call-ins?
Sure, that'd be great.
Questions?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, the toll-free number for USC only, for BBS Radio, the greatest radio out there on the universal communication waves, is 877-876-5227. The USA and Canada line is 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. Please call in and ask Dr. Reverend Kendra Van Hove any questions that you have on meditation or any of her sermons.
Thank you.
Would you like to give a link to your webpage as well?
Sure. The webpage is www.firstchurchofwicca.org, W-I-C-C-A. There's a plethora of information on that website, by the way. I have people from all over the world really email me constantly to say that they just can't believe the amount of information on that website for the pagan community. So I would definitely suggest that anybody out there who's interested in paganism or Wicca use it as a resource. And we also
I want to tell them about your book as well.
Yep. I have my newly published book is called Hand Fasting, A Pagan Guide to Commitment Rituals. It's published by Adams Media. It's been doing really well. You know, I've been checking the numbers on Amazon.com because I can do that, and it looks like it's doing really, really well, and I'm very pleased. One thing I want to say about my book is it's a very big display of religious tolerance that was very important to me to get that message across. for the pagan and non-pagan communities alike. We need to be tolerant and accepting of all other faiths. And the other thing that's really wonderful about my book, I think, is that it really is a nice sharing of ideas and just wedding rituals in and of itself. You don't even have to be pagan to read this book. It's wonderful for couples who are in love. It's wonderful for people who are planning weddings. It's wonderful just for the history of where weddings came from. It's just a great book, I think, for everyone.
I have been reading it because you preciously gave me a present of it in the year 2007.
Yep.
And I've just, for Yule, and I had to understand what Yule was, the difference in Christmas and Yule.
Sure.
I saw that on your page.
Yes.
And my daughter's getting married in March the 8th. I'm so excited. And we have used the book. And
that's
I'm a
wonderful.
Christian practice.
Yes.
And we are just mixing it, you know. And it, that's what's so beautiful about the beautiful light of the Creator.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, I mean, you know, religion, the way I look at religion is there are so many, there are so fewer differences than there are similarities.
It's just like, everything about you and your church and everything is just getting the message out there of the healings and the ways of the most beautiful messages that I have seen, you know, and it's just like so many of the precious writings that I have in my journals that I use for reading.
Yep.
And, it's just amazing the path that we walk to the Bright Lights Pathfinders light, because
absolutely.
I'm on Bright Lights Pathfinders. You know,
mm-hmm.
and we all are on the same path if we are just in the positive realm and staying in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the key, Kathy, is that, you know, we need to live in the moment. Too many people either, you know, hold on to the past and it destroys their present, or they worry about what they want in the future and it destroys their present. And it's really, really important that we live in the present, and that we have faith in our higher power that all things work the way they're supposed to, and that everything in life happens for a reason. We just need to have that faith. And unfortunately, so many of us don't.
Oh, Reverend Dr. Kendra, you're such a blessing in my life, and Abby, and all the group that I've just become to know.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you for that and the friendship that we've become.
No, we want to thank you because you're equally as much of a blessing in our lives. You know, we're thrilled to have you in our life, and this has just been such an incredible experience for us. And of course, I know that yours and my friendship will last forever. I already know that.
Oh, I do as well. And it's all evolved around just an inkling of just a passing, you know.
Sure.
And I owe it to my girlfriend Beth, and you know, I just want to give a little history. Abby is Beth's sister, Beth Diamond, and she's my best friend since childhood. And Abby is a part of your church.
Yeah,
and she is the she is what part of your church? What did you say? She keeps up with all the finances and everything.
Yeah, she's our accountant. She's the church's accountant.
And she was on the show week before last.
Yes, she was, and she called in last week, and then she was on the week before last. I don't know where she is tonight. She had a family emergency, so I don't know if she's listening or not. But she was planning on calling in, and I don't know if she'll be able to. But you know, I wish her well, and Mary well is also with that family emergency. I hope things work out. Yeah, I'm glad there's a support system there, sure. So, you know, we understand that.
Would you like to say a little prayer?
Actually, I think I'll wait because I haven't been asked to. And one thing in the Wiccan religion that we believe very strongly in is that we don't pray for others unless we're asked to pray.
You know, that's the way I am as well.
Yeah.
Except for I say my prayers personally, but not out loud in a group unless I'm asked.
Yes, yes, exactly. So I have not been asked as of yet, although I hope that I will be. But until I'm asked, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Well, let's, at the end of the show, close with a good prayer, though, as well, though.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Prayer is important. I mean, prayer is what heals us. You know, we connect to that consciousness, that universal consciousness, and and things happen. And, you know, when we practice magic, it's the same thing. It's a form of prayer, and things happen when we pray. So it is
a really wonderful
way.
Prayer, to me, is actively listening to my God, and meditation, I mean, it's talking to my God. Excuse me, prayer equals talking to God and the higher realms, and meditation is equally to me listening.
Absolutely. Yep, that's what
and
we say
getting
all
my
the time.
Message.
Yep, that's what we say all the time. And I always say, when you feel that feeling in your gut, you know, when you have kind of an uneasy feeling in your gut, you're not listening. When your
exactly.
gut feels good, you're listening.
And I wanted to ask you, do you know anything about the change in temperature to a little bit colder when you feel a little spirit around you?
Yes, yes. That happens often, and the reason why that happens is because...
Hello, caller. Could you hold just a minute, caller, and let her finish explaining? Wait just 1 second, caller. Okay, what did you say, Kendra?
I was saying that the reason why that happens is because the energy field of the spirit invades your energy field. And when the two energy fields meld, because one is from, obviously, the underworld and one is from, you know, obviously the physical, when they meld, they cause some type of chemical reaction, and that's why you feel the cold.
I understand that. Now, thank you for explaining that. Hello, caller. You're on the air. We must have dropped the caller.
Yep, we lost him. Okay.
Well, that is a great explanation because I get that all the time, Reverend Dr. Kendra.
Yep.
And it's like, I know my dad's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
follow
feel
pictures. You sent me pictures of some orbs that you had taken pictures of, and they were fascinating.
Thank you so much. They're in my home and at the beach.
Yeah, they were just fascinating. It was the most beautiful thing I had seen. It was just wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Oh, you're so welcome. They're on. If you ever want to see, listeners, what you do is you place in any search engine, bright lights, pathfinders, and then you put in, for example, for those photographs, you put in the name Daddy. Because they're of my dad. But in searching me out, I have made the concepts so simplified that you specify what you need for your purpose. You put in codes, Bright Lights Pathfinders codes, Bright Lights Pathfinders profit, Bright Lights Pathfinders reading, Bright Lights Pathfinders chakra, examples such as that, if you ever want to search out any teachings or lessons that I have learned as well.
That's wonderful. That's so good to know because I didn't even know that.
Yes. It's a concept of an idea that I had, and you can even put in the word look or see or it. Anything that I have written, the search engines have just picked me up in placements like that.
That's
and cool. If you want to see images, you can go to images, and you can go into, I've made several YouTubes, and Hills by the Sea is just a gorgeous one as well because that's when Daddy's spirit really came down to me. And that's when I really opened up and allowed myself to just really remote view and start seeing the things that I see in through the camera's eye.
That's great. Yeah, the pictures were amazing. I would recommend anyone to take a look at them. They were just beautiful.
Well, thank you for the recommendation and the affirmations, Reverend Dr. Kendra.
You're welcome.
Which sermon are you working on now?
I'm actually going to be sermoning on Sunday. The name of Sunday's sermon is Laughter. And the reason why I wrote this sermon is because we all tend to take life a little bit too seriously, and we don't really understand the importance of laughing and even the health benefits of laughing. So the sermon is about that, and then I'm going to give the congregation an opportunity for everyone to tell a joke. So I think it should be nice. Yeah, I think it should be nice. It's a little bit different than our traditional format, but I think it's going to be fun. And I'm not notorious for telling jokes. I'm not a joke teller. So I'm actually going to be telling jokes also. So we'll see how it goes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know what is the greatest thing that I would always tell my little children and growing up is when I need a smile, you take one of yours and place it upon my smile, my lips, and give me a smile.
Yep. But we always say when you see someone without a smile, give them yours.
Exactly. And another thing is I have several friends that laugh nervously.
Yep. Yep. that's not uncommon either. And of course, we have, you know, we all know people who like deal with life through their humor too. They cannot talk seriously about life, so they joke about everything, and that's how they deal with life.
My mother's known for her laughter because she is the most, you can tell my mother's laughter from a mile away. She is the most wonderful laugh that you would ever want to meet. And I, you know, you were going to come down soon, or I'm going to go there, but you're going to have to come and meet my mother.
I
just wish I could just make a video. I've got a video of her just laughing. She's got a contagious, you know, the contagious laugh.
Yes.
Do you remember Mary Poppins where they went up on the ceiling laughing?
Yes, you have a call.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I had a question for Dr. Reverend Kendra.
Hi, who's this?
Actually, it's Julie Wingate from Blackstone, Mass. We've actually been in contact through the email.
Yeah, hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You were talking about meditation a little bit earlier, and I missed most of it, but I wanted to ask for maybe some pointers on how to get started. I'm very new at it.
Okay. One of the best ways to start meditation is to have, if you have I assume you have an altar. Do you have an altar?
Yes.
Okay. What you want to do is you want to light a candle on the altar, and you want to be about 12 inches away from the candle, and basically what you're going to do is just scry into the flame of the candle. You don't have to do anything else. You're just going to try to relax your eyes, sit still, and do your mantra. The mantra that we use here at the First Church of Wicca is "The Goddess and I are one." And you just want to say that to yourself over and over again as you watch the flame of the candle. You only want to start with 5 to 10 minutes maximum, and you probably would want to do that maybe every other day for about a month. And then after that, you can start increasing the amount of time to 15 or 20 minutes, and then maybe every day. And then you just want to stick with that for as long as it takes until you feel that you can comfortably close your eyes and stick on the mantra.
Okay, what was the mantra again? I'm writing it down.
It's okay. The goddess and I are one.
But you can use any mantra you want because I can meditate on the light, the word light.
Sure, she can. Just so you know, Kathy, she is Wiccan.
Okay.
So, and
well,
I
just wanted to put that out for the listeners.
Sure, of course. But I just wanted to let you know that, and it's true for the listeners, you can absolutely meditate on anything at all, any mantra at all.
Actually, I would say, you know, God is the light, or, you know, I would place anything that my mind needed to say at that moment.
Exactly.
I just wanted to place that out there for the listeners as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So does that help you?
Yeah, it really does. You said 5 to 10 minutes a day until I get used to it?
Yeah, or even every other day is fine. If you feel comfortable every day, that's fine, or every other day is okay.
Okay, and then one last thing. I have a lot of meditation CDs and stuff that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And
caller, could you speak up so the listeners could hear?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have a lot of meditation CDs that go with, like, different books I have.
Sure.
And when I try to lay down and listen to them, I fall asleep. Is that normal, or am I doing...
It's common that people fall asleep when they try to meditate, but it's not the goal. What I would recommend is that you probably meditate at a different time of the day. Sometimes middle of the afternoon, right before eating lunch, is the best time to do it if you fall asleep.
Okay.
Okay. You know, your goal is not to fall asleep. Your goal is to relax and reach that state just prior to sleep. So if you're falling asleep, you're kind of missing the benefits of the meditation.
Right. Well, I figured that. I notice, of course, when I do it late at night before bedtime or something, I just go right out. So
yeah, exactly.
That makes
sense.
That's
just because you're exhausted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay. If you meditate once during the day and you find that it's easier to fall asleep that way, then by all means, do it again at night and fall asleep that way.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been meditating?
Not long. Probably about 2 months. I started about 2 months ago, mostly with just with the, using the CDs.
Well, I'm so happy that you called, and I'm so blessings on your journey.
I appreciate it. It was nice
talking
to you.
To you.
You too, Dr. Kendra. We'll be in touch.
All right, great. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thank you so much. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So wonderfully put.
Yep. Yep. She's great.
She has a beautiful energy about her.
Yeah, definitely she does. It's great. We, you know, it's funny. All the people that I meet through this church, it's just, sometimes it's just, I thank the goddess every day for the gift that I've been given, because I've met so many wonderful people through this church.
Oh, you know, I've met so many wonderful people through your church as well.
Yes, yes.
Oh, and the music. Let's talk about the music.
Yeah, our music is just wonderful. We have the best music program here. My husband, as you know, runs the music program, and they do mostly their own music. They don't really even do anything that's already out there, or at least not much. In fact, our church, we took the Wiccan Reed and put it to music. It's the very first time that I know of it ever being to music. And it's huge for the pagan community to be able to sing it instead of just speak it. And we sing it at every single service and every single ritual.
Oh, I wish JD would call and sing.
Yeah, you want JD to call and sing?
Yes.
So I'm sure he's listening. JD,
I wish Susan, I wanted to hear Susan's voice as well.
Yeah. Wait a minute, JD, call in and sing 20 Thanks.
Yeah, he sang Patience for me last week, and I practiced it all week long. He was on the air last week.
Yep, yep.
Okay, the toll-free number, USA only, is 877-876-5227. USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. And the direct line into BBS Radio is 530-876-3222. Please call in and ask Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hovey any questions that should on your heart's desire.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll get JD to call in and sing you a song. He wrote a song called Thanks that I absolutely love, and we sing it. Oops.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Well, hello there. How are you? This is Tim Hovey calling.
Hello there, and
yeah,
welcome to the show.
Tim, are you going to sing a song for us?
No, I wasn't planning on singing a song.
Yeah,
are you bringing some college buddies with you? Did you bring your college buddies with you for the
I was wondering if I could bring my college buddies down for your daughter's wedding. Is that okay?
Yeah. Inside joke, listeners, inside joke. Who's gonna bring the college buddies to my daughter's wedding?
We just met
what, a week ago?
Yeah.
I tell you, these are the greatest people you'd ever want to meet in your life.
Oh, thank you.
Ken, thank you very much.
Sing the Wiccan Reed. Sing the
Wiccan Reed. You can't understand her boss, her accent, can you? Sing the Wiccan Reed.
She's making fun of me. How would you say it, Kathy?
Sing the Wiccan Reed.
Sing the
Wiccan Reed.
Sing the Wiccan Reed. Sing the Wiccan Reed.
Go ahead and sing it.
You don't get me to sing because I can't carry a tune without a lute.
Perfect love and perfect trust. Live and let live, fairly take and fairly give. There.
Oh, that is just gorgeous. One more time. Encore, encore.
Start at the beginning.
Eight words the Wiccan Reed fulfill, and at harm none do what ye will.
Very nice.
That's the ending. So I did the beginning and the ending for you.
The beginning of the
Let's start the beginning of the song and play it slow and smooth.
That's again.
A Tina Turner song. Oh, I love that.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
that is
great.
So beautiful, and your voice is exquisite.
Thank you. I fell in love with him because he had such a nice voice.
He plays an instrument.
Kathy, he used to stand outside of my window and serenade me with his songs.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
you know, y'all look like twins.
We look like twins?
Yes. You can see the soulmate in you, too.
Oh,
in the photograph that you sent me.
Yep, yep. That's great. That's great. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's definitely my soulmate.
Oh, I know that for a fact. I can feel that.
Yeah, he is. He's
and great. You have beautiful children as well.
Yes, we do. We have two children, a son and a daughter, and they're beautiful, too. And I think in some ways they're my soulmates, too.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome, awesome family.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna let the other callers call in, okay? But I just wanted to say hello. Actually, there was one other.
I am so fortunate that you did, and so thankful that you called in. It's so great to hear you again.
No, it's great.
What did you
want to
say, Tim?
What?
What did you want to say, honey?
Oh, I did want to say one thing, okay? And it was about the meditation. And the caller that was before me had mentioned something about, falling asleep during meditation. But I used to, when I was first trying to figure out how to meditate, I would actually, I would be at work and I would actually go down to the cafeteria and I would sit down and I would meditate for like 10 or 15 minutes. And I completely felt like a brand new person after 15 minutes of meditating without falling asleep. And I just felt like I had slept for 3 hours. So if you think about that in the back of your mind, that, you know, you don't need to fall asleep to get the benefits of meditation,
right.
It actually, even for 15 minutes, was just it made a huge difference. I felt like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders, and I could go back to work with a fresh perspective. And it was only
great,
a 15-minute break, and most people, I'm sure, can find a way
that
to get a 15-minute
awesome.
Break at work. So.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that.
That is such a wonderful thing to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I always tell people that with the minimum of 3 hours a day that I meditate, I gain back 6 hours of my life.
You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's true because you come back from a meditation in such a space that you can look at things in systematic, logical order, and you're relaxed, and you're not stressed anymore, and you're not worried about what you don't get done. You know you'll get done what you can, and it just truly does. It gives you back time.
I call it going out there.
Yeah.
I love it. I go out there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
thank you, Tim, for calling in.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Thanks, hon.
Love you.
You're doing a great job tonight, and Kathy, you're doing a great job, too. And I hope
thank you so much. We're just flying just with the navigation.
I hope we see you soon, and I'll bring my college buddies down to meet you.
Yeah, I know. So, right? We got my children. Oh, well, they're my age now, right?
Yeah,
the college buddies.
Absolutely.
I was thinking of my children. Oh, gosh. The second
yeah,
was what people
are
want, though, right?
Bye, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, I was thinking of college, you know, that's my children's age.
Yep.
They just
yep.
finished college.
Yeah, no, trust me when I tell you, his college buddies are a lot older than that.
Oh, I know. That was so funny when he threw that in the other day when we were on the phone.
I know, it was really funny.
Just cousins and such.
He was so funny.
I know.
He goes,
oh,
hey, I'm
goodness.
Bringing all my college buddies to that wedding.
Oh, hey, he just threw that out there.
Yep.
Yeah, and also, y'all were having some stew that Abby had made, and you said that it was, y'all were vegetarians.
Yes, that's true. Yes, Abby had cooked for us, and obviously she knows we're vegetarians, so she cooks vegetarian for us, which is very thoughtful and nice. And, so, you know, my kids, I'll let my kids eat meat if it's already cooked, but I won't cook it in my house. And my husband and I don't eat any meat, chicken, turkey, anything, ham, nothing. So we're just strict vegetarians.
And I told my mother the other day about the ham talking to me after I had talked. It was before I had talked to you. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I said, what is going on? Am I becoming a vegetarian now? It was like saying, you know, I was a pig.
And I was a pig, don't eat me.
I know, that's what it was saying. And then it said, you know, at least bless me or something. And I want to tell you something so cute. You know Perry that had
yep.
the cancer.
Yep.
That is my daughter's best friend.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, you remember you asked me how she was doing.
Yes.
This is how well she was doing. She had the thyroid removed for the cancer
yep.
at age 26.
Yep.
And the lymph nodes. And she went to bless her little soup, and she started saying the prayer, and she started saying the American National Anthem. I said, well, at least she was blessing the country.
Exactly. That's funny.
I thought that was too cute.
Yeah, that is very cute. It's great.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so
do you work with stones at all?
Say that again?
Do you work with any stones at all?
Yeah, I do crystal healing. That's the other thing I do. I work with a multitude of crystals. I probably have about 200 or 300 crystals. I work with them. I know what all their metaphysical and magical properties are. I know all their healing properties.
Give us some examples.
Like, for example, when we work with the chakras, we want to make sure, obviously, that we put a crystal on each chakra that resonates with the chakra. So on the base chakra, we might put, I'm drawing a blank now, but we might put, like...
Well, I wanted to ask you, it's not drawing a blank, it's because I'm wanting to ask you a question, and I'm, like,
okay.
Zoning in on you.
I'm sorry about that.
I wanted to ask you a really in-depth question.
Go ahead.
I dig my own stones up in Hidden Night,
mm-hmm.
and I give away a stone every time someone comes in contact with me that is very in-depth. And also, as well, if anyone brings me back anything, I'm known as the stone person. They have to bring me back a stone, and I told them it's because that's the oldest living form on this earth, and that stone has been in that spot that has always represented that particular place. And always know that when you talk to the stone people and you pick up that stone from me, that you are asking it to come back to my home, and that is representation of what you're bringing back to me that could be the grandest present that you could bring me from that place
yeah.
you're visiting.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. People are so fixated on buying the crystals in the metaphysical stores, and they have to be just the right one for just the right thing. But some of my favorite crystals that I found have been right on Duxbury Beach, right here in my town. And, you know, you pick it up, and you're picking it up for a reason. It's resonating with you, and all you have to do is just hold it for a few minutes and ask it, you know, what are you giving me? What healing energy are you giving me? And it will tell you. And those are some of the best crystals that you can have.
Do you know what I picked up? I want to mention my next guest host on February the 14th is Elaine of Crystal Links.
Yep.
Elaine of Crystal Links. Her name is Elaine Crystal. And I want to mention that I picked up a stone for her going out to the yard like prior, and I believe that's what caused my my asthma attack that I had prior to the show, and I was a little out of breath when we first started talking.
Sure.
Because I am very asthmatic when it comes to the change in the atmosphere and the weather.
Yep.
And I picked up one at the doorstep to represent you, and they are, one is in the shape of a heart, one is in the shape of a total white stone, and one came from the Seneca Reservation that I had in the front porch, and one came from Sedona.
Wow.
And I want you to, it's just like, gosh, I don't know, it's just like you two are sitting side by side with these stones.
Wow, that's great, that's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting her. I'll have to call in that day.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
And I hope you get the call in. And I wish her well, and I am just really excited about her being on the show. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, I'm Al Covey.
Oh, excuse
me,
can
you speak up?
It's my son.
Hi,
Alec.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I have a question.
What is it?
I'm going back to the meditation.
Speak up, please.
What would you recommend for meditation for kids?
Meditation for kids. That's a great, great question. If the kids are old enough to work with candles, then I would say the meditation could be exactly the same. But if they're not old enough to work with candles, now that we're talking about crystals, one of the things I do recommend is a good meditation crystal. And the child should put it in their left hand and meditate on that crystal, and just by looking at it and examining it and try to get to a point where...
Your left hand is your receiving hand, is that correct?
I can't hear you.
We can't hear you very well, honey.
Is your left hand your receiving hand?
Your mouth is too close to the phone.
Oh, it's too close?
Yeah. What was your question?
Is your left hand your receiving hand?
Yeah, your left hand is your receiving hand.
Okay.
So you want it, or your non-dominant hand is the hand you want to put it in.
Yeah, so, because I'm left-handed.
Yeah,
totally
so
left-handed so much.
Yeah, so Kathy, if you're left-handed, you'd put it in your right.
Okay.
And basically what you want to do is you want to stare at the crystal and try to visualize every single nook and cranny and crack and smoothness and roughness and everything in this crystal and get to a point where you can close your eyes and recall exactly what that crystal looks like.
That's what I do with my stones. And
yeah.
Then I draw on them.
Yeah, it's one of the best ways to meditate for people who don't know how to meditate in the silence.
That is an awesome question. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Alec.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Thank you, Alec. Oh, that was an awesome question.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to tell you. The stones, you turn them every which different ways, and they have just so many beautiful images in them. That's what I was saying. You know, they're not just stones. And when my father was passing away at the hospital, I would pick up a stone. I started this big thing at the big major hospital here in Charlotte where I live, I wrote a message on a stone. And I would pick up a stone for each person. And they started calling me the person that spilled the part of the hospital. And I said, no, I wouldn't ask permission. And so everybody started putting prayers out to where they, all the stones, you know, like a stone where they put the stones in the bushes and everything?
Yep.
The whole entire, I went back for one of my best friends, Bonnie, and her husband had back surgery, and I took him. And the entire place was filled with prayers on the stones.
Yep.
Where people had bought permanent ink markers, and it all started with my daddy's stone.
Yeah, and you know, it's common in the Jewish tradition that when somebody passes away and you go visit their grave, you would bring a stone and you would leave the stone on the grave.
Did I tell you that I did that? My daddy's stone has a marker. I mean, my daddy's marker has a stone on it that I put a white stone. And it says in the Bible that, it says that Jesus has a perfectly white stone for us in heaven.
Wow.
With our name on it.
And you left him a white stone with his name on it?
And I didn't know that when I did it.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, I believe that of you because you're very intuitive. That's great.
Oh, thank you so much. We've had a good reading, you and I, together.
Yes. It's great. It's all good.
Excuse me?
I said it's all good.
Yes, it was, and definitely so.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we had some great readings together. You read well as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all good. It's interesting, you know, you meet so many different people in so many different walks of life, and, you know, every single person I meet, I learn something from every person I meet.
That's the wind, you know? That's the seven winds.
Yep, exactly.
What lays to the left of me? What lays to the right of me? What lays in front of me? What lays behind me? What lays below me and what lays above me? But what lies within me? But the I am of the seven winds, I am in me.
That's right. That's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, there is four winds. Would you like to tell the different elements?
Sure. In Wicca, we worship the elements, and the elements are obviously for the north, south, east, and west. So we start in the north, which is earth. We move to the east, which is air. Then we go to the south, which is fire, and then the west, which is water. And we invoke the spirits of these different elements in every single ritual that we have when we cast our circle for protection.
Tell them about casting. Please tell the world about casting that it is not a negative thing.
No, it's not a negative thing. What we do is when we cast a circle during ritual, we want to make sure that our ritual space is cleared of negativity. And basically what it does is it gives us a barrier between the here and now and the spiritual world. So basically we're in between all time and space when we're inside our ritual circle. And it's protected so that we're safe inside that ritual circle, so that when we practice our ritual or we practice our magic, we know that we're in a safe environment to do that.
Do you remember what I said was in the middle of the circle of the star with the why?
Yep, with the why. Absolutely.
The what, when, how, and where is the why in the center. It's surrounded of the star is the experience, which is our feelings, and the circumstances all evolve into the why center of the circle. Now, I want to tell you one thing that's really unique in understanding is in the center of the why, you make I'm so excited over this.
Yeah.
I found this on my page, on my MySpace page. You know, if you go to the Bright Lights Path, just plain Bright Lights Path, I was looking at my father's photograph that I had drawn, and it said Heaven Bound, and inside was the star at the top. And inside the star, it was like the Wiccan star, and inside the Wiccan star was a cloth where I had made it to make the star.
Wow. And you know, and in the middle is the why, and gee, that's just amazing. I mean, it really is.
Yes, remember when I said, that's your why every time.
Exactly.
Oh, let me find something in my journal I had written down
about that. Did we get a caller?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, then maybe.
Hear it, you answer.
Yeah, no, I just thought maybe I hit the phone. I thought I heard it. Go ahead.
Okay, what I wrote in my journal was Unraveling the Stars, and it's dated February 17th, 06, and it says, seek not to walk the path of north, south, east, and west, but become the path. Listen with your mind and not your, listen with your heart and not your mind, and do not fall into the ways of man. In all things is the root of my heart. As I listen with my heart, I act, see, and experience. Who knows what, where, when, and how is my why into the heavens of the world. And then what I did, Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hoge, is I drew the star in triangles, okay? I made the triangle at the top and put who in there. I drew the triangle at the side. I drew the triangle at the bottom. I made the five triangles, okay?
Yep.
Then I put the circle in the center, and I put the star master of the why.
Wow.
And I put, you know, around each corner, who, what, when, where, and how.
Wow, that's great.
And that's my journal entry for February the 17th, 06.
That's great.
Become your own star master.
That's great. And so tell me, Kathy, what exactly does that mean to you, becoming your own star master? What does that mean?
Well, God is the ultimate star master. That is probably one of his major names to me.
Right.
And the star master is me becoming the ultimate. I'm unraveling stars. Hello, caller. You're on the air, and I will answer that for you in a minute.
Okay.
Hi. This is JD.
It's JD.
No kidding.
How are you?
Hi, JD.
Hey,
JD.
Welcome.
I'm doing very well. I was just hearing you talking about beliefs and kind of creeds, I guess, versus how we live our lives. And I was hoping that the Reverend Doctor could kind of explain quickly the basics of the Wiccan.
I want to ask you, JD, is my voice louder than hers by any chance?
I haven't heard her voice yet.
No,
okay,
she meant on the radio.
Oh, on the radio you're about even.
Oh, good.
Oh, thanks so much. That's Beth, the engineer of BBS Radio, doing the most fantastic job. And hello to Master Butterfly, too.
Yes. So JD, you wanted me to explain a little bit about the Wiccan Reed?
Yeah, just for people that don't know it yet, and so that they can get an idea of how Wiccans live their lives. And, you know, that it's something
sure.
that we live, not just that we speak.
Sure.
Are you spelling Reed, R-E-E-D, or R-E-A-D, or how do you spell it?
R-E-D-E.
R-E-D-E. I was so wrong.
Yep, the Wiccan Reed. Basically, what it is the Wiccan Reed is our code of ethics. It was a poem that was written, many, many years ago, and it's anonymous. Nobody knows who wrote it. But it has quickly become, the code of ethics for the pagan community or the Wiccan community. And it's something that we follow. It's kind of like, you know, if I can compare it, I guess, to the Judeo-Christian life, I would say it's similar to the Ten Commandments. But the difference is that in the Wiccan Rite, the last line of the Wiccan Rite says, you know, and it harm none, do what ye will. And basically what that means is we can do whatever it is that we want to do in our lives as long as we're conscious of the fact that it has to be something that doesn't harm someone else. So it's kind of like the golden rule, I guess.
Isn't that just beautiful? And you know, J.D., we were talking about the circle casting, how people think, oh, no, you cast. You know, explain, would you like to explain about opening and closing?
If I understand your question, I think you're talking that people think it is a bad thing to do to cast a circle.
Oh, it's like they don't understand, you know, so they think, oh, you know, but the prime example is if you don't understand it, you fear it.
Right. Basically, what we're doing is we're invoking all the different entities, as I see it, that compromise who we are. Earth,
exactly.
Air, fire, and water, that's what we're composed of, with the addition of the elements of spirit.
I was going to ask you, exactly, is there an order process of opening the different wind?
Can you say that again?
Is there an order to opening the different winds, like north, south, east, or west?
Yes. When we're opening a circle, we always travel Jessel, or in the direction that the sun travels.
Uh-huh.
And
actually, it's just the opposite, J.D. We would travel Widdershins when we open it.
When we open a circle.
Yep, when we open.
Oh,
the
open.
Circle,
I'm sorry. We cast a circle.
Yeah. Right. When we cast it, we're Jessel. When we open it, we're Widdershins.
Yes, exactly.
And when we cast it, we start east.
Widdershins?
Widdershins, which is counterclockwise.
How do you spell Widdershins?
W-I-D-D-E-R-S-H-I-N-S. Widdershins.
And that's closing?
That's opening the circle.
Oh, okay. Widdershins is opening the circle.
Yep.
And that's bringing in all the positive.
No, actually, that's releasing. That's saying that the elements can go, the god and goddess are free to do what they want to do, and we're done with our ritual.
Okay.
Okay, when we cast the circle, we travel Jessel, D-O-E-S-I-L, and that's clockwise. So
Kathy, I think you're confused. I think she thinks when we say opening that it's at the beginning, not at the end, but opening... The circle is actually when we're closing, when we're ending
at
the end of
confused.
The ritual.
You're going to have to come to a ritual, Kathy.
I'm just knowing that I just have so much to learn about everything to understand, because I want to know so much. And I just want to know it all about everything to just be in the beauty and glory of just the everlasting ways.
Sure. Hey, Kathy, I'm going to ask J.D. a favor. Can you sing thanks for us?
No.
Or no, can you do the chorus for us?
Please.
Sure,
J.D., it's such a beautiful song.
I have a couple of bards here. She wants us to sing.
Yeah, go ahead, guys. Sing thanks. The
All
chorus
right, here
of
we
thanks.
Go. 20 thanks. Just the chorus. Ready?
You start because I can't remember it. I can't hear it.
Oh, we've run out of time, everyone. Thank you so much for listening in. And please remember to always stay in the moment. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hovey. Forever and a day, blessings. Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, over and out.